That's it. You've plopped right in to the good stuff.
Plopped? Is that a real word?
I think I just have to look for things like that just to see your reaction.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County in the Valentine, Nebraska area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Things to do even during the fall, winter, and spring. Of course, you don't have to wait till next summer to come visit us here in the Valentine area. Visitvalentine.com.
I don't know if you know this, but the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. Where are we talking? Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
So, I was in the fast food drive-thru this past weekend, and the lady behind me honked at me, and then she flipped me off because she thought I was taking too long to order. Wow, I thought, well, take the high road, I thought to myself. So, yep, I paid for her food. I moved up in line, and she leaned out her window, looking all crazy at me because the cashier told her that I paid for her food. Now, she felt embarrassed. When I got to the second window to get my food, I showed the cashier both receipts and took her food, too. I paid for it. It was mine, darn it, anyway. Now, she had to wait even longer.
So, naked hiking means no GPS. No music, no maps, no distractions. I probably should have looked that one up first.
Yeah, maybe you want to make sure you got some kind of bearings type thing, a compass or something.
Yes, indeed. Naked hiking. Ups, your package is in your city on a truck driven by Mike. It will arrive on your doorstep at 6:27 p.m. today. FedEx, your package is coming. You'll get it when we get there. USPS. What package?
Oh, no.
Amazon, we are already inside your apartment. Check the bathroom. A little scary. And Facebook, we know you were thinking about getting a toaster yesterday. Here are 20 ads for toaster ovens.
Oh, isn't that true?
Indeed. I think they're all pretty true.
Seems like you just have to think about something, and pretty soon they start showing up out there. Casey Jones, the legendary railroad engineer who sacrificed himself to save his passengers' lives, never existed.
Really?
That's what it says here. So,
is this a trusted resource?
I don't know. Jeremy Piltdown showed up at our offices recently to make amends. He said for hoax he had perpetrated on his past, he claimed to be able to expose certain widely accepted historical facts as the myths that they are. George Washington never cut down any cherry tree, he said. Well, we all knew that Jeremy spoke the truth. The cherry tree legend had been completely discredited. We settled for 12 more disclosures, but remained suspicious of Jeremy's allegedly good intentions. And we were right. Two of the myths that I've been talking about should not be debunked. That is, they are stated here as false when they are actually true. I've been giving you a couple of these, so
yeah.
Let's see if you pick out the one that is not correct.
Oh, okay.
There's no
evidence. Are you going to disclose them?
Hey, maybe. Got to keep listening.
Okay.
There's no evidence that the Liberty Bell was rung when independence was declared. In fact, its inscription, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all of the inhabitants thereof," which was cast when the bell was produced in 1753, was unrelated to the Revolution. The bell was given its famous name in 1839 by anti-slavery activists, and it referred to the emancipation of slaves. I don't believe that one. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
President William Howard Taft was indeed a very large man, tipping the scales at over 300 pounds. But he never got stuck in the White House bathtub. He did have a new bathtub installed in the White House, but rather than a large one to accommodate his bulk, it was just a new standard-sized model for his wife's use. One more of those today. John F. Kennedy's Profiles in Courage, for which he received a Pulitzer Prize, was not his work. It was organized by a Kennedy supporter and written mostly by speechwriter Theodore Sorensen. Some of these may or may not be true, but interesting to think about, aren't they?
And you're leaving us hanging, just as I was afraid.
Try to find an answer for you here one of these days.
I knew you were going
to
do that. Hey, thank you so much, especially if you happen to be listening today on great stations like Sturgis, South Dakota, KBHB 810 AM, 105.5 FM, Big 81 Ranch Radio, or maybe it's Lemon, South Dakota, KBJM 1400 AM.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.